Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 1. I want you to look at what the apostle's saying here. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. The thought that has been on my mind is this thought of Paul beseeching them, beseeching them about their bodies. He's talking about the life that they live, how that they do everything that they do, how they present themselves to the Lord, how they present themselves to the world. Now look what he says. He is beseeching them, and he is, that word, I mean, is strong notation of he is begging them. He is inviting them, but he's also begging them. It's a strong word that he's, you know, it's like a pulling upon somebody. He's telling these Roman believers, and they are believers, because he said, I beseech you therefore, brethren of God. He's beseeching them by the very mercy of God, that God Almighty had mercy upon us. Right. Amen. I mean, we should think about the goodness and the mercy of God that God has given unto us, and why. Why God has been so merciful unto us. What God has done to us through His mercy. And He says, I'm beseeching you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, he's talking about the sacrifices of the Old Testament being put on the altar. And he's saying, present your body a living sacrifice. A live sacrifice. Not dead. Not partial, not cut up. In other words, I'm not just giving God part of my body. I'm giving God my whole body, my whole being, alive, a sacrifice on God's altar to sacrifice ourselves, our bodies, to the Lord Himself. And he said that's a reasonable service. That's not even a huge service. That's a reasonable service. I mean, think, he's beseeching us. And if you wonder why, we'll get into that here in just a second, how that he besought them. I beseech you therefore, because of everything that he had said in the previous chapter. Now, when he had got in the previous chapter, he is talking about to the Gentile church at Rome how that God has not cast away Israel forever. Amen. How that Israel was God's people at one time. They were God's people at one time. And he said God has not cast them away, his people. He said, God forbid. He said, for I also am an Israelite. That's something to be an Israelite, by the way. Of the seed of Abraham. Of the tribe of Benjamin. These are the people of promise. These are the people of eternal promise. God made an eternal promise to Abraham. He told him that his seed would be as the stars of heaven. He said your seed would be as the sand of the sea. I mean an eternal promise. Are you listening? That they would be an eternal people. And God stopped that. Or interrupted it, let's say. God has not cast away his people. Oh no, he's not put them off forever. And that's what Paul's saying. Now he's beseeching this church. If God had interrupted their way of salvation, put them off to graft someone else in, namely us, then don't you think that God could put a halt to us? Not as an individual, but as a Gentiles as a whole. And one day, God's going to be done with the Gentiles as a whole. There's nothing in this chapter that has any inkling of an idea that God would cut off one individual who was saved and put them in an unsaved state. But there is the teaching and the preaching that the people of God, who God knew, who God dealt with, who God worked with, God has withdrawn his hand and now had mercy on the Gentile to bring us into salvation. Amen. And Paul is getting them to think about that, how severe that is. I mean, if you look at how severe that is, I mean, he talked about the severity of God in this chapter. How severe it was on Israel, that God would cut them off and how that he would graft us in. Listen, he's telling this church, we are brought in as God's people. We should present our bodies a living sacrifice, willingly, a reasonable service. Why? Because God had mercy upon us. God had mercy upon us, didn't have to have mercy upon us. But God had mercy upon us. He talked about in verse number 11, he said, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid, but rather through their fall, salvation has come unto the Gentile. Now I'm begging you, present your body. I'm begging you that God would do that for you. Present your bodies. Present your body a living sacrifice. And he did it to provoke Israel to jealousy. He said, now look at this. Here's a great promise. If the fall of them be the riches of the world, the diminishing of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. You see how Paul made it plain? He's not talking to individual believers, but he is talking to Gentiles as a whole. And when he's talking about Israel being cut off, he's not talking about individuals. He's talking about the nation as a whole. But he said he had not cast them away forever. There are people today that have the belief that Israel, that is over in the land of Israel now, that somehow God don't love them. That God is done with them. And that people that stand with Israel and pray for Israel and pray for the Jew, that somehow they're wrong in going against God. I want to tell you something, friend. You can't never go wrong praying for God's chosen people. Blessing them, amen. No matter what kind of situation they're in. God made the promise to Abraham, I'll bless them that bless thee, I'll curse them that curse thee. And that's still standing good. Amen. And it's amazing that people are so blind that they could not see that after nearly 2,000 years, God brought that people back to their land. That's never happened to anybody. What's happening? God is grafting them back in again. And what's happening among the Gentiles? They're getting harder and harder to reach. They're getting more wicked and more wicked and more vile. Are you listening to me? Abominable. Like brother, the brother was teaching during Sunday school. Brother Brandon was talking about how vile and how evil and how wicked in the days of Noah man's thoughts were. How that is today. Only evil continually. Only evil. Only evil. Only evil continually. No righteous thoughts, only evil. Constantly on wickedness, constantly on the way, and enjoying it. Laughing it up with the world. Enjoying the things of the world. Amen? Far more than the things of God. Far more than the Word of God. Far more than the promises of God. For the mercy of God, that God would extend His hand to us to graft us in. I say, present your body. That's what Paul's saying to them. Present your bodies. Now, he said this in verse 15, and I love when I first saw this as a young preacher. He said, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, I stop, think what that's saying. When God put them off, the rest of the world was open to come to the Lord. The day of grace had begun. The reconciling of the Gentiles. And who is that? That's everybody beside the Jews. That's the whole world. God would let the Gentiles begin to come in. So if God putting Israel away was the opening up or the receiving of the world, how shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? How shall the receiving, when God begins to receive His people after 2,000 years, what's going to be the sign that's going to come after that? Resurrection. We are so close to a resurrection. The receiving of Israel is going to bring about the resurrection of the church. The coming of Christ. Amen? The rapture and then the second coming of Christ. To get His people out of the graves. Amen. That's what he's saying here. Paul, under inspiration, was given this. If the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. Present your bodies. Present your bodies. We are in this day. We are in this time. Amen. We are in a day and in an era that there's going to be so much falling away, so much coldness, so much against God, so much wickedness, so much lukewarmness. And you and I need to present our bodies. We need to give ourselves wholly unto the Lord.
Amen.
More and more. We need to quit playing around. Quit playing Christianity. And be a Christian.
Amen.
Amen. Get to work. Get to work. Be obedient. Do what God said. Be a witness. Amen. Isn't that what the church is supposed to be? Amen. Go out into the highways and the hedges. Compel them to come in.
Amen.
Testify. Be a light.
Amen.
Present your body. We are so busy with our lives, we don't have time to give our bodies to the Lord. We've filled up our schedule. Where's time for the Lord? Where's time for us to present our bodies? On Sunday, this is worship. This is not service. This is worship. This is us trying to draw nigh to Him. Trying to get a word from heaven. God speaking to us. Us speaking back to Him. Prayer and song and praise and testimony. Amen. As we worship the Lord. Present your bodies a living sacrifice.
Amen.
Holy.
Amen.
God wants us to be holy.
Amen.
Acceptable unto God.
Amen.
Listen, whether it's acceptable to me or not, whether it's acceptable to you or not,
right.
He wants us to be acceptable unto God.
Amen.
Is our life acceptable to God? And that's our reasonable service. Look at what he said. And be not conformed
Amen.
To this world, but be ye transformed. Be not conformed. That means to fashion alike, to have the same pattern. Do we fit in with the world? If we do, we need to change. Be not conformed to this world. If we are fashioned and we can fit in the crowd, we need to change.
Amen.
How do we change? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. That's metamorphos, transformed. Transfigured. Like when Jesus went up on the mount and was transfigured, he began to glow bright like a light. His garment even changed and became as white as snow. Everything about him transfigured. It went into a metamorphosis, a transformation. God said, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, changed.
Amen.
How? By the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
The renovation of your mind. It's time to do a mind renovation. Get all that old junk out of your mind. Amen. All the old cobwebs, clean them out. Amen. Stuff that's not worth being in there. A renovation. A mind cleansing. Our minds need to be about God. Need to be about God's Word. Amen. It doesn't need to be filled with country music and rock music. Amen. And rap music and all the signs and signals that the world will pump into your mind. No. Get it out. and get a mind cleanse, a renovation of your mind. This is concerning you. By the renewing of your mind, your intellect, your will needs to be bent to His will.
Amen.
Amen. If God says do this and you're making an excuse to do it, your mind needs to be bent.
Amen.
It needs to be changed.
Amen.
Your very meaning, the will of your life, the thoughts of your mind. The Bible said, bring every thought into captivity. Amen. Don't let negative thoughts and thoughts of doubt. Amen. And thoughts of the world and thoughts of wickedness, things that should not be there.
Right.
Think upon these things. I mean, if they're holy, heavenly. Amen?
Right.
Our minds are so full of so many other things.
Right.
And they need to be filled with the things of God.
Amen.
Present your bodies. Present your bodies that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This is us putting it to the test that we may prove.
Amen.
Amen. Present our bodies. Present our bodies. Do it the way that God says. Amen. And put it to the test. And see if your life is full of more God's joy. Amen. Amen. More of God's power. Oh yes. We need to be thirsty and hungry. We need to be filled. We need to be starving for God. We need to be hungry for the Lord. That ye may prove you're God's people. There's nothing better. Amen. We're God's people in this world. We shouldn't be God's people of this world. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm begging you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Look what happened with Israel. This is why I'm begging you. He said in verse 21 of chapter 11, "For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest He also spare not thee." Again, He's not talking about individuals that are saved. He's talking about the Gentiles as a whole. And one day, God just like He spared not Israel, He's not going to spare the Gentiles anymore. Right now He is sparing. He is merciful.
Yes.
And for you and I that are believers, God help us. We don't want to leave ashamed, do we? Know that our deadness was part of the reason that God finally gave up on the Gentile nations. Verse 22, "Behold therefore the goodness and severity of God on them which fail." Severity. Them which fail, severity. That's severe. God's severity. Like a knife, God cut them off. Severe judgment. But toward thee, goodness. God's goodness, all His grace, His long-suffering, His love and mercy abounded toward us as Gentiles. We were aliens, having no hope and without God in the world. But God commended His love toward us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Toward thee goodness, if thou continue in His goodness. Otherwise, thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. He's going to graft them in if they don't want to be. But you know, the Lord has prophesied. They're going to ask Him one day, where did you get those nail prints in your hands? And your feet? And in your side. And He'll say, in the house of my friends. At the end of the tribulation period, their eyes will be opened. That's what the whole tribulation period's for. It's called a time of Jacob's trouble, Israel's trouble. It's to God to open their eyes. And God to bring judgment upon who? Severity upon who? The Gentiles. That have heard, rejected. I beseech you, present your bodies. I want you to stand this morning.